Continental Celebrity Club. The Continental Can Company presents the Continental Celebrity Club with our own young comedy star, Jackie Kell. The songs of Margaret Whiting, the music of Ray Block's orchestra, yours truly, Bud Collier, and as our special guest this evening, the glamorous Hollywood star, Miss Dorothy L'Amour. Curtain going up, and it's lovely Margaret Whiting in our Celebrity Club spotlight. And what is she going to dish out to us? Why, shoe fly pie and apple pan dowdy.
Apple pan dowdy makes your eyes light up. Your tummy say howdy. Shoo fly pie and apple pan dowdy. I never get enough of that one. Stuff shoo fly pie and apple pan dowdy makes the sun come out when heavens are cloudy. Shoo fly pie and apple pan dowdy. I never get enough of that wonderful stuff. Mama, when you bake, oh, mama, I don't want cake, mama, for my sake. Go to the oven and make some ever-loving shoe fly pie. And apple pan dowdy makes your eyes light up. Your tummy say howdy. Shoe fly pie and apple pan dowdy. I never get enough of that wonderful stuff.
Listening to the Continental Celebrity Club, brought to you by the Continental Can Company, makers of cans, of clean sanitary paper cups and other paper containers, of fiber drums, of bottle caps and plastics. The containers made by Continental Can Company bring you many products you use every day. Lots of your favorite food products are packed in containers made by Continental Can. So are many nationally famous drugs, motor oils, paints, and thousands of other things. For Continental containers serve behind the scenes, behind the labels of America's finest products. Hear that music, friends? It tells us that our young comedy star is about to take over. Now, you've all met men whose mentality is grade A, whose brilliant thoughts are condensed. Well, here's a fellow whose mind has evaporated. Now, here he is in person with his great, big, hearty hello.
Hello.
Say, Bud, I've decided I've just got to build up my physique and acquire a little more strength.
Why?
Well, when I came out of the subway tonight, it took me an hour to walk to the studio.
An hour? Well, the subway station is only a half a block from here.
I know, but the wind was against me all the way. Now that I'm here, I see we have a tremendous audience.
Uh-huh.
Bud, you're my friend. Tell me frankly, you think the people came here to see me or Dorothy L'Amour?
Well, frankly, Jackie, you won't be hurt if I tell you the truth?
Oh, of course not. I expect to hear the truth from a friend.
Okay. I think the folks came here to see Dorothy L'Amour. I said, I think the folks came here tonight to see Dorothy L'Amour.
You talking to me, stranger?
Jackie, I'm surprised at you. Aren't you happy to have Miss L'Amour as your guest this evening?
Oh, I'm happy, but my girl Veronica doesn't like the idea. She's awfully jealous.
Oh?
She said if she ever catches me talking to another girl, she'll knock my head off.
Well, are you going to talk to Dorothy L'Amour?
Sure. What have I got to lose?
Well, what about Veronica, Jackie? Isn't she beautiful?
Oh, sure. But she weighs 240 pounds.
Oh.
There she is in the eighth row out there.
She is pretty hefty, isn't she?
Mm-hmm.
Sort of reminds me of that poem, The Village Blacksmith.
Well, she stands up. She's more like the spreading chestnut tree.
Oh, now, Jackie, she's not as bad as all that.
Oh, you haven't really seen her, Bud. A couple of months ago, she had an evening gown made.
Well?
Two dressmakers worked on her for a whole week before they met.
Well, Jackie, is Veronica's whole family built that way?
Oh, no, but they're very interesting people. For instance, her older brother, Charlie, he's been married 9 times. You may have heard him on the radio.
What program?
Hobby Lobby.
You mean the man has actually had 9 wives?
Uh-huh. Did you ever see those sets of towels they sell? One is marked his and one is marked hers?
Yes.
Well, he's got a set. One is marked his, the other's marked next.
Well, I must get to meet Charlie someday. And I'd like to meet Veronica's mother and father, too.
Oh, there's a wonderful couple.
They are, eh?
Sure, with some people, life is just a bowl of cherries.
Uh-huh.
With them, life is just a beef stew.
Beef stew?
Uh-huh. She's always beefing and he's always stewed. Yeah. I once asked Veronica how long her father's been that way. She said the accident happened years ago.
What accident?
When he was 20, he bumped into a bar. He's been up against it ever since.
Jackie, Veronica, her brother, her father, and her mother sound like wonderful people.
Yeah.
And to think that someday you'll be a member of that family.
Uh-huh. Someday Veronica and I will get married.
Uh-huh.
Trouble is, she wants to have 15 children. I want to have 15 children, too.
Well, then what's the problem?
Where are we going to find a house big enough for 30 children? But that's all in the future. Right now, I'm young, and I want to live. I want to meet Dorothy L'Amour.
Be careful, Jackie. A fellow like you will be putty in the hands of a girl like Miss L'Amour.
Putty?
Mm-hmm.
Why, that's ridiculous. I'm a strong, determined man.
Okay, but Miss L'Amour is beautiful.
Uh-huh.
She has got lovely eyes.
Uh-huh.
And her voice, her lips, her figure.
Bud.
Uh-huh.
Put an ad in the paper.
What kind of an ad?
For sale. Cheap. 107 pounds of putty.
And here's Ray Block in the orchestra, right on cue to lend a touch of jump and jive to an old brass band favorite, the National Emblem March. Thank you. Every once in a while, you hear us use a pretty long phrase in connection with canned foods. That phrase is hermetically sealed. Well, there's another way of saying the same thing and a shorter way. Merely the word airtight. Because when we say convenient, tamper-proof Continental cans are hermetically sealed, we mean the food inside is packed airtight. Yes, the raw food is cooked in the can after it is sealed. That way, none of the food values can escape, just as no food-destroying bacteria can get in. And since nobody can open that container without a can opener, the food remains pure and wholesome, full of nutrition and flavor. And that's why we of Continental Can say, when you open a can of food, you can be sure it has never been opened before.
Say, Bud, has Dorothy Lamour arrived yet?
No, not yet, Jackie.
Well, when she gets here, make sure you introduce me by my full name, will you?
All right.
You can say, Miss Lamour, this is Jackie M. Kelk.
Jackie M. Kelk?
Mm-hmm.
What's the M for?
Mink. My mother wanted a fur coat that year.
Oh.
Oh, gee, I spent the whole afternoon at home getting myself ready for the night.
You did, eh?
I pressed my pants, I shined my shoes.
Did you tub?
Did I what?
Did you tub?
No, I sinked. Say, Ray Block, that's a snazzy suit you've got on.
Oh, thanks. It's too bad I didn't have time to go home. Then I'd really get into an outfit.
Oh, what do you mean?
Well, the last time I had a date with a girl, I showed up wearing a red costume with a tail, horns on my head, and a pitchfork. Then I asked her for a kiss.
What happened?
She told me where to go. And was I dressed for it, too.
Well, look, now that we're all waiting for Miss Lamour, I just thought of a wonderful idea. Let's play a practical joke on her. When she gets here, we'll all make believe we never heard of her.
Oh, but Jackie, that's liable to hurt her feelings. Well, she's a big star.
Oh, no, Margaret. The bigger they are, the more they enjoy a joke at their expense. Like once when I met Humphrey Bogart, I gave him a cigar that exploded in his face. Boy, did I laugh.
Well, what did Mr. Bogart do?
Well, I was going to have those two teeth taken out anyway. Oh, but hey, quiet, everybody. Here she comes. And remember, just ignore her.
Hello. May I join you? I'm Dorothy Lamour.
Now, Ray, what were you saying about that song you wrote?
Why, Jackie, it's the greatest love song I ever composed.
What's it called?
Was it Malice, Alice, when you sent me that Vitalis? The melody's good, too.
Excuse me, my name is Dorothy Lamour.
Is this one of your girlfriends, Bud?
Don't be silly. I never saw her before.
Doesn't anybody here know me? Don't you ever go to the movies?
Wait a second. The movie? Oh, of course. Now I know you.
Well, thank you.
You're one of the balcony ushers at the Roxy. I didn't recognize you without your flashlight.
But I'm not a movie usher. My name...
Miss, come back some other time, will you? We're very busy. Oh, Ray, if you and Bud will come over here a second, I want to show you a picture of my house.
Well... I've been greeted the way the owner of the Giants would greet the owner of the Mexican Baseball League. Hello, Dorothy. Margaret Whiting, a friendly voice at last. Why am I getting this brush off, Margaret?
Oh, it's just Jackie Kelk's idea of a practical joke. That's Jackie over there.
Mmm. His conversation comes to a point. And I can say the same thing for his head. But if it's practical jokes he wants...
Are you still here, miss? Look, put the laundry in my dressing room. I'll pay you next week.
Okay. I guess I'll have to report to my studio that you don't want a movie contract. So long.
Well, a movie contract? Oh, Miss Lamour, come back. It was all just a joke. It's wonderful having you here. Why, when you walked in, my blood raced through every vein in my body.
That's a lot of work for one corpuscle. Are you really interested in pictures, Jackie?
Well, am I? I'd love to play a romantic lead opposite you. It would be like Romeo and Juliet, or John Smith and Pocahontas.
Or Napoleon and Josephine.
Yeah, that's right. Do you think Napoleon can make love better than I?
Even now he could. But here's the situation, Jackie. You see, I've made several pictures with Bob Hope and Bing Crosby.
Uh-huh, and they've all been wonderful.
Oh, yes, the pictures have been good, but... Now Paramount is worried about Hope and Crosby. They think the boys are losing their audience appeal.
Well, how do you mean?
Well, don't let this go any further now. But when Bob and Bing made their last personal appearance at a theater, Only 640,000 people showed up for the first matinee.
Only 640,000?
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe it was raining out.
No. Paramount wants to make another road picture, but they're looking for one man who can replace Hope and Crosby. Jackie, tonight I think I've discovered that man.
Me?
Yes. You'll be Paramount's new star. You'll have everything you've always wanted. Wealth, a mansion, polo ponies, suede shoes. But first, you'll have to give me an idea of your comedy star.
Oh, I'd be glad to. They want a guy like Bob Hope, huh? Okay. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Jackie Continental Can Kelk, reminding you that if your man puts you on the pan, he'll act like a lamb if you feed him a yam from a continental can. Well, had some trouble getting a hotel room today. I told the clerk I wanted a $3 room with southern exposure. He gave me a broom closet and a picture of Senator Claghorn.
Hello, Kelk. This is Professor Bart.
Professor Block, where are you?
I'm working in my garden. I asked the florist to send me some rubber plants, but he must have misunderstood me.
Well, what did he send you instead of rubber plants?
I can't tell you, but if a baby can wear them, so can I.
My head spin.
Well, give it one more turn. This way I can see your face.
Well, if it isn't Francis Whiting.
Jack, I hear you had trouble at your hotel today.
Yep, while I was in the lobby, somebody phoned the desk clerk and said, I'd like to leave a call for 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10 o'clock. The clerk said, what room are you in? The voice said, no room, I'm the cuckoo in the clock. There you are, Miss Lamour. How does my comedy style appeal to you?
Jackie.
What?
Where can I get in touch with Uncle Don? But never mind. Now let's see if you can replace Crosby as a singer.
Oh, well, that's easy, Miss Lamour. Right now, we'll sing a duet. Music, Ray. Onesie, twosie, kiss me, Lamoursie.
Twosie, threesie, that's not easy.
Threesie, foursie, tell me, Moorsie.
Better stop the music.
Jackie, I'm convinced you're a real Crosby.
Really?
Yes, you're a Crosby between a foghorn and the door on Inner Sanctum. But next, I'm going to have to test your acting ability. And we'll do that as soon as we've heard some real singing from Margaret Whiting. Margaret, what are you going to sing for us?
One of my favorite ballads, Dorothy, and I think it's one of yours, too. You go to my head. And I find you spinning round in my brain, like the bubbles in a glass of champagne. You go to my head like a sip of sparkling burgundy brew, and I find the very mention of you like a kicker in a jeweler or two. The thrill of the thought that you might give a thought to my plea casts a spell over me. Still I say to myself, get a hold of yourself. Can't you see? Never can be temperature rise, like a summer with a thousand Julys. You intoxicate my soul with your eyes. Though I'm certain that this heart of mine hasn't a ghost of a chance in this crazy romance. You go to my head. You go to my head.
It won't be long now till those beautiful summer evenings are back again. When day is done, you and your family can sit on the porch and enjoy those old familiar sounds. Frogs croaking, crickets chirping, and... Uh-oh. I forgot about those bothersome mosquitoes and flies. Well, friends, even these little enemies of mankind can be conquered this summer if you have a good insecticide on hand to help you out. And you can have, too. Any of a wide variety of the best insecticide brands. Thanks to wartime discoveries, these insecticides are now more effective than ever in eliminating not only mosquitoes and flies, but other harmful household insects as well. And thanks to the sturdy protection of the tin can, you have the assurance that when you buy insecticides, you're buying a safe and handy package, too. Convenient to store on your shelf until it's needed. And when you buy, remember... The best insecticide brands come in Continental cans. Say, Jackie, what's all this about you taking the place of Crosby and Hope in pictures?
That's right, Bud. Dorothy L'Amour says I'll positively be the star of Paramount's next road picture.
Wait a minute. Are you sure she's not kidding you? Jackie, don't forget you played a practical joke on her. You made believe you thought she was a movie usher. You ask me, Miss L'Amour is giving you a rib.
If you ask me, from Miss L'Amour, that's not bad.
Well, Jackie, are we all set to act out your screen test?
All set, Miss L'Amour. Bud, Ray, Margaret, you ready?
Okay.
Here we go. Presenting the newest in the series of the road pictures, entitled The Road To.
The Road To what?
I don't know. This is a detour. Our story opens on the lovely island of Guna Guna, a tropical paradise not far from Scranton. Out on the ocean, two men are adrift in a boat. The first man speaks.
Captain Kelk, we've been drifting for days. I'm starving.
Be calm, First Mate Collier. I've got a hook and line overboard. And look, I've just caught a deer fish.
That's a salmon. There's no such thing as a deer fish.
Salmon is 60 cents a pound. That ain't cheap. You attend to the navigation, Collier. How deep is the water?
11 feet.
No, I mean outside the boat.
Look, Captain Kelk, land ahead. It's an island.
Guna Guna. Run the boat up on the beach. Come, I'll gather our equipment, and we'll go ashore.
Captain Kelk, those drums, what do they mean?
Somebody's drumming. Look, a beautiful girl is approaching.
Hello, my name Dottie Dottie, meaning little rabbit.
Hello, my name Hubba Hubba, meaning skinny wolf. Why are you so sad, Dottie Dottie?
My boyfriend Sam, he great swimmer, but yesterday he drowned. Somebody give him new fountain pen advertised in newspaper.
Well, how did he drown?
He stay on bottom of ocean 2 days to see if it really writes underwater.
Uh-oh, Captain Kelk, now we are in trouble. Here comes Dottie Dottie's father, King Nudnik.
You, stranger, what you want here?
Your Majesty, we bring you news of outside world. Have you heard of discovery of atomic energy?
Oh!
You know what discovery of atomic energy means?
Why, sure. Another picture for Don Amici. Who this handsome fellow with you?
Sir, I'm Bud Collier, and I'd like to tell you about the Continental Can Company. The Continental Can Company is the maker of cans of paper and fiber containers.
Papa, him and me make nice couple. I wear short sarong, him wear long commercials. I think me marry him, not this weakling.
Okay. Handsome fella, marry Dottie Dottie. Skinny, you marry my other daughter, Maggie Maggie.
You call me Papa Papa?
Yes. Meet new hubby hubby.
Oh, I wish I meet him before.
Before the what?
Before rigor mortis set in.
Come, handsome fella, we get married.
But I don't want to get married.
If you no marry me, I say magic word and turn you into witch.
You'll say what word?
No, I say witch word.
And that'll turn me into a what?
No, turn you into witch.
That's what I thought you said.
You thought I said what?
No, I thought you said witch.
Kiss me, Abbott.
Gladly, Costello.
Now, you little shrimp fella, you marry Maggie Maggie.
No, I'm going home.
You stay here.
Well, I've got to get home. Here it is May 3rd, and I haven't taken down my Christmas tree yet.
If you no marry Maggie Maggie, we put you in pot of boiling water.
Collier, don't let them do this to me.
Get in. Now I make fire underneath potty potty.
Collier, why don't you help me?
Sorry, old man. The Continental Can Company has nothing to do with pots. The Continental Can Company makes cans, paper and fiber containers, and a full line of paper...
Oh, shut up. This water's getting hot. It's starting to boil.
You got last message you want to send home? 10 words, 35 cents.
Yes, Dottie Dottie. Tell all my friends that here, in this pot of boiling water, I found the answer to the question, what's cooking? Me. That's it. When do I go to work for Paramount?
Paramount? What's that?
Oh, the company that makes the Hope and Crosby pictures.
Hope and Crosby? Who are they?
Oh, they're your co-stars in the movies.
Movies?
Yes, that's where you work.
Oh, yes, of course. Now I remember.
Well, what do you say?
There are now plenty of seats available on the balcony. Follow me, please, and watch the flashlight. Good night, everybody.
Oh, I see what you mean. Good night, Mr. Moore.
The Continental Celebrity Club is produced and directed by Mark Lowe. Dorothy L'Amour is currently seen in the Paramount picture, Road to Utopia. Next week, in addition to Jackie Kelk, Margaret Whiting, and Ray Block's orchestra, we will have as our special guest the vivacious Hollywood star, Lucille Ball. This is Bud Collier inviting you to join us then. The Continental Celebrity Club is brought to you by the 25,000 men and women of the Continental Care, health, welfare, and happiness of the nation. The Salvation Army has embarked upon an expanded program of aid for all people in trouble. Of aid for all people in trouble. Of aid for all people in trouble. May we suggest that you support them and their program, which is called Marching Forward to a Better World.